This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I get it. I really do. It's been a bananas couple of days out there. The stock market's doing who knows what, up or down a couple of hundred points every time you turn around. China leading the European markets down, Europe leading Wall Street lower, and then today here, up 300 points on the Dow, and then it closed down 205. What the heck? It's a lot like the last time this happened, except it's not. It's really not. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
Remember those crazy, panicky days of late summer 2008? It was day after day of market drops, kind of like what we've seen this week. But that's where the resemblance ends. Let me refresh your memory. Lehman and Washington Mutual go belly up. The government seizes Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The big three automakers and the big banks line up for bailouts. We haven't seen anything like that this time around, says Paul Ashworth at Capital Economics.
What we've had over the last few days is a drop back in equity prices, but we haven't seen any sign of a credit crunch. Certainly banks are still freely lending to other banks, which of course was the big problem during the financial crisis.
After two down days this week, the stock market still looks pretty shaky, but Ashworth says the underlying economy remains strong.
The unemployment rate has come down substantially. A lot more people are employed. Domestic sectors of the economy, including even housing, look like they're finally coming back.
And the strength of the U.S. economy relative to weaker ones around the world points out another difference this time around, says finance professor Cornelius Hurley at Boston University.
This crisis is generated through China and Greece and other foreign venues. So it seems somewhat remote.
Of course, we're still connected to Europe and China and other emerging markets through imports and exports and investment flows. A global slowdown could slow us down as well, which would be kind of normal, says policy analyst Gordon Gray at the American Action Forum.
It just so happens that the Great Recession is our most recent memory of a big economic slowdown, but the law of the business cycle is that at some point you're going to see some contraction.
And Gray says not every contraction is a once-in-a-lifetime economic crash. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.